I don't know what that is on a bug out. I'm not that familiar with a bug out.
Would shafts be okay there, or just not?
I guess so.
With
I'm not familiar
there.
With the term.
All right. Fine. Talking about a wagon wheel, the outside edge of the wheel, you would just call that the.
Oh, shucks. I can't think of a term right now for it.
Nothing really technical.
No.
Would rim do that?
Rim would do it, yes.
Okay. All right. Now, do you know what the trace chains on a wagon are?
I should. I'm familiar with the term, but I just can't visualize it right now.
Okay, just the chains that go, that hitch to the animal.
Hitch the animal back to the wagon.
Attach the animal to the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
You familiar with any little movable wooden arm that the trace chains are attached to? Kind of moves like this to stabilize the wagon.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it on the wagon, I think.
You have a word for it?
No, I don't know what that is.
Okay, have you ever heard of single tree or swingle tree?
Yeah, I've heard of single tree. Is that what the single tree is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
All right, and say you have two horses and each one of them has a single tree, then they're both joined to a bigger one that has the same function. Mm-hmm. Any name for that? Probably not if you get no single tree.
No, I just don't know. I may have heard the term, but
double tree.
Yeah, I've heard the term.
Okay.
Double tree. You see, it's been a long time since I've been on a wagon.
Take that into consideration. This expression, if a man has a wagon load of wood and he drives by the house and shortly after he comes back and the wagon's empty, or while later he comes back with another load and this just keeps up all day, what would you say he's doing?
Hauling wood.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the word drag, I might say, well, that's too heavy to pick up. I just hit across the floor.
You mean a verb form?
Yeah.
I drug it across the floor.
Okay. I've that thing for an hour.
And dragged.
Too heavy to pick up. I'll just have to
drag it.
Okay. All right. Getting back to farming implements. The thing that you use to break up the ground, that would be a
plow, a mill buster, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. That would be a kind of a plow?
Yeah.
Do you know names for other kinds besides middle buster?
A turning plow, a sweep, oh shucks, I'm sure I know more names for them. I've never done any plow.
No, me either. What about something that would you would use to break up the ground pretty fine after you plow? This would break it up finer.
I don't know unless you're going to use a fork or a hoe or a rake or something.
Okay,
like that,
you know the word harrow?
Yeah, that's the type of plow, I think, isn't it?
Was it?
Yeah,
okay.
I believe it is.
Okay. They're a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You would call it a...
It would be a harrow, I think, yeah.
Okay. What about the thing that runs underneath the wagon that the wheels are attached through? That's the
axle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is something, it's kind of a frame that a carpenter would use. He might put a couple of them together and put boards across and make a platform.
Horses?
Yeah.
Saw horses?
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, another type of frame, more of the shape of an X,
mm-hmm.
might lay a log in the middle to brace it, you know, the saw.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't know a name for it.
Okay, saw butt, wood rack, something like that.
I've never heard of it. Now, I've seen them, but I never really
mm-hmm.
heard a name for it.
All right. If you're going to